Leading the news this morning, the Foreign Affairs Department says it does not have any official confirmation at this stage that an Australian teenager accused of buying drugs in Bali will be sent to jail for processing. Indonesian prosecutors say the 14-year-old boy will be sent to Kerobokan prison, but the department says it's working with the boy's lawyers to find an alternative. Telstra shareholders are expected to approve a deal to shut down the telco's fixed-line copper network when they meet for their annual meeting today. The $11 billion deal is part of the federal government's rollout of the national broadband network. It's one of the last remaining steps in determining Telstra's participation in the NBN. Israel's Supreme Court is hearing four petitions against a deal to swap more than 1,000 Palestinian prisoners for the captured soldier Gilad Shalit. Some families of victims of militant attacks want the exchange delayed, but Sergeant Shalit's parents argue any delay could endanger their son's release. Salvage crews have been in a race against time to pump oil from the stricken cargo ship off the coast of New Zealand. More bad weather was expected in the area overnight, increasing fears the ship could now break up. So far, crews have managed to pump 70 tonnes of oil onto a neighbouring barge. And Thai authorities have evacuated a key industrial estate outside the capital Bangkok because of rising floodwaters. People have been ordered to leave the area after two serious breaches in a flood wall holding water back.